Energin X. Jani Kareinen. Kuuluu sulle.
Seuraavaksi olisi luvassa Armin van Buurenin haastattelua. Kyseessä on hollantilainen artisti, DJ-tuottaja, levyyhtiö Pomo, todella arvostettu DJ, joka esimerkiksi tekee State of Trance-nimistä radio-ohjelmaa, yksi maailman isoimpia DJ-vetosia radio-ohjelmia. Hän on myöskin käynyt Suomessa todella monta kertaa, ja tänä kesänä hän oli jo 5. kertaa weekend-festareilla Helsingissä, Suvilahdessa, ja perjantaina siellä esiintyi. Siellä on ollut ainakin keikkaa katsomassa Aleksi, joka justiinsa pisti viestiä yleäksi WhatsAppiin. Ja vähän ennen Armin van Buurenin keikkaa mä pääsin tapaamaan Jantteria ja kuunnellaan seuraavaksi uuden musiikin X:ssä.
Armin van Buuren, welcome back to Finland.
Thank you, I'm happy to be back.
How has your summer been for now?
Well, a bit crazy. I always tour a lot in June and July, and in August I take off my family. But I can feel my body is hurting a bit from the touring and the long nights, you know.
It's already the 5th time you're performing at this same festival in Finland, and how does it feel to be back?
I always had a really strong connection with the Finnish people. I was already playing a lot of clubs here in my early days, and for some reason, yeah, I just have many fans here. So I'm just happy to be part of this festival again, and I'm really surprised at how successful it is and how big it is. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased to be part of the lineup.
Yeah, what do you think are the reasons why you are booked to come back to Finland over and over again? Because the Finnish people love you. What do you think are the reasons behind that?
Well, I guess my tracks do really well here. You know, Blah 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 was a big success in Finland, and I can see that there's, you know, from the Scandinavian countries, Finland in particular really likes trancey stuff, melodic stuff, and I guess they just like my music. So. Thank you very much.
Blah 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 was a proper cheer, so. Well, you've said in an interview that earlier, if you read just one bad comment of your show from social media or something like that, it hurt you, but you've learned to not mind them.
I mean, I think it's good to have criticism, yeah. But if you're an artist, your art is who you are, and that's what you want to represent. So if it's not, if it's anything less than perfect, you know, I think any artist will understand this, because your work needs to be flawless, you know, you need to make sure that everybody enjoys it and that it's good, but there's kind of a contradiction in that, because I try to have my work as perfect as possible, but I know that not one, there's never been a work of art or a painting or a book that 100% of the people like, you know, so that's also a given. So it's kind of, I think every artist struggles a little bit with that sort of dilemma.
What has made you find the confidence not to mind them, or not to just be who you are and perform?
Well, it's not that black and white. I still read a lot of comments, and I still see a lot of criticism on my work. But I guess, you know, being a father, being a little older, also winning DJ Mag, you know, that's kind of in the past. So I feel more creative freedom, if you will, right now, musically, in the studio, in my life. I feel more, the freedom to do what I want to do and be who I want to be. Or, you know, my mother said in a beautiful way, every day you wake up a little bit more. And with that, she means that every day we discover something about ourselves. You know, life is a journey. And you know, as an artist, I never knew I had so much music in me. I mean, I love music, I'm crazy about it, but I keep discovering new sides of myself all the time.
Ja tapasin Armin van Buurenin siis viime viikon perjantaina, kun hän weekend-festareilla esiintyi. Ja äsken Buuren kertoi meille, että hän keikkailee siis usein kesä- ja heinäkuussa, koska elokuussa haluaa sitten lomailla ja ottaa aikaa omalle perheelle. Mä yritin kysellä, että mitä hän itse ajattelee, että minkä takia suomalaiset pitää hänestä niin paljon, kun hän käy täällä todella tiuhaan tahtiin ja weekend-festareillakin on ollut useaan otteeseen. Niin hän sanoi, että no jostain syystä biisit on kovia hittejä Suomessa, pohjoismaalaiset ihmiset hänen mielestänsä, vaan rakastaa transahtavaa melodista musiikkia. Armin van Buuren on kertonut DJ Magille, että hän aikoinaan otti pahakseen, jos huomasi ikäviä kommentteja biiseistä tai keikoista. Ja me puhuttiin tosta ja Buuren kertoi, että tietysti jos ei ole täydellistä, niin se ärsyttää, mutta sitten samaan aikaan koskaan mikään ei voi olla täydellistä. Hän sanoi, että hän on jollain tapaa oppinut olemaan välittämättä kritiikistä, vaikka edelleen lukee niitä ja näkee sitä kritiikkiä. Mutta isänä oleminen ja vanheneminen on saanut hänet tuntemaan vapaammaksi. kaksi. Ja Buren mainitsi myöskin ton top DJ-paikan, sillä hän on siis voittanut DJ Magazinesin vuosittain järjestämän maailman suosituimman DJ:n tittelin top 100 äänestyksen. Hän on siis voittanut sen vuonna 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010 ja 2012 viimeksi. Ja tuossa DJ Magin haastattelussa, johon mä aikaisemmin viittasin, niin hän kertoi, että se, ettei hän enää ole sillä ykkössijalla, on myöskin poistanut paineita, ja sitä mä yritin häneltä vähän tuossa kyselläkin, ja sitten kysyin sen takia Armin van Buurenilta, että no miltäs hänestä tuntuisi, jos hän palaisikin tonne top 100-listauksen ykkössijalle?
I don't know, I think if he would ask Steven Spielberg if he wants to win another Oscar, I think he would be the last one to say no, you know? You're only as good as your last movie, or your last track, or your last performance. So every time I go into the studio, I have a blank screen. You know, I don't rely on my sounds that I've used in earlier tracks, so, you know, it feels like every time you're doing a new exam. And yeah, so that is the truth. So of course I dream of being number one. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say like, oh, I don't want to be number one. I mean, everybody wants to be number one, right? But it's not so much my main focus anymore.
You're a label boss, you're a hit maker, radio DJ, you're everything. You know this genre that you're doing very well. This festival used to be mainly electronic music, almost only electronic music. But nowadays there's a lot of rap music, like at the moment, in the background. Because it's so popular, young people are listening to it more and more. Are you worried of electronic music not being the pop genre anymore that much? Or
no, I think it's a natural progression of things. I don't want to be negative about it. I mean, I remember when house music came up and it was completely anti all the pop songs in the 80s. And we loved house music for what it was, because it was rebellious. I mean, if I would say that I wouldn't like hip hop, or I would be doing the same thing as my parents to me, you know, and it would be me talking to my kids, say, oh, I don't like hip hop, you're gonna like it because you have to like dance music. I'm not the person to judge who says that, oh, you have to listen to this music, or you have, if this is popular and people want to hear it, why not? I just hope that there's a little spot for dance music, you know, still on a stage somewhere.
I hope so too.
Well, you just released Something Real, which is a really cool song with Avian Grace and Jordan Shaw. Where did you get the idea for this song?
The song was actually not written by me. It was written by Jordan Shaw, and it comes from the Hitten publishing camp. I got the top line and I was completely blown away by it. It's a very new young guy called Jordan Shaw. Actually, I met him quite a few times because He performs with me in Ibiza every week, because I want to promote the track, but also I want him to be more comfortable singing the song every time in front of a crowd. And of course the song is about something real. It's a very simple message, but I think it's very powerful.
Uuden musiikin X. Jani Kareinen kuuluu sulle.